November 27, 2009, Simandar City Golden Morning Series. There's going to be a break for about a month while Deepak Bhai is away in this various large towns and cities of Western Gujarat for the next 1 month. This is the last of the series for the time being until he returns on the 28th of December, or just before going to Bhuj. Jai Sachidanand, the awareness of the eternal is bliss. I bow to the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Self, who resides within you with a total sense of oneness and continuous obeisance. Jai Sachidanand. Somebody from Simandar City, a lady. Dada Shri said that do not make a guru, and if you do make a guru, then make sure that you don't see any faults on him, because if you do make a guru, guru is you are liberated. This has been said by Sahajanand Swami. Guru ye panchmi ghat che. What is fifth ghat? What are the five ghatis? What will be the result of seeing faults in your guru? It has been seen in the scriptures. There are four: Brahma hatya, Sri hatya, means. So there are all kinds of killing. So Brahmahatya means, you know, you to kill a Brahmin, to kill a woman, etc. I missed the next two. And to Brahmahatya means that is to kill a human being, or to say something negative about a human being, seriously negative, slander a human being, is equivalent to killing that person. And so if you cannot go for a devotion with for a gnani, do not do it, but certainly may be very sure that you do not say anything negative about your guru or whoever you have made a guru of. And the gnani is your liberator of liberators. Yes, the gnani of course might protect you somehow or the other because he is all powerful. However, the ordinary guru, if you say anything negative about him, he does not have the capacity to look after you for the lives to come. So be very careful not to do viradhana, to slander, to speak ill and negative about your guru, the worldly guru. Okay, but whatever may happen to the guru, but you will certainly end up in serious difficulties. And on the contrary part of it is that if you remain sincere, totally absolute sincere, to no matter how stupid and dumb your guru may be, in three lifetimes you will attain moksha. That is another law. So it is, the chapter is page 20 on Guru and Gnani on Aptavani 4 is worth. Dada Shri says, I am not saying that you go devotedly for a guru, a spiritual master, but at all costs avoid any kind of slander or negative speech about your guru. Because if you do, then you will fall very severely, spiritually as well as otherwise. It has also been, if you see the faults of the guru, then the guru ghati will come. That is equivalent. How does gnani help you? How does gnani's protect you as opposed to a guru? Gnani's protection, says Deepak Bhai, is such that it is like this for gnani. It happened once for Dada. Dada Shri had to do tremendous vidhis for the gnani. He says, Dadashri said, Dadashri told the person who was really speaking negatively about Dadashri the Gnani, Dadashri told that person, you may say whatever you want to say about A.M. Patel and say negatively, but please do not say anything about the Gnani or the Dada Bhagwan within you, because this is very, very critical. So, because you can find behind such serious revenge, and usually the nature of the ego reactions between a guru and his disciple is such that, having been scorned, the disciple rises high and then he scorns the guru, and vice versa, life after life. So in one life you become a guru, the other life you become a disciple, the other life you become a guru, and the other life you become a disciple. So this is how it goes around in circles. So Dadashri says, I keep that kind of protection through vidhis, subtle vidhis, for a person who speaks ill of me also, that he will not fall down. There have been a lot of Virathak people, those who have spoken negatively about Dadashri in his presence, but now 30 years later they are all coming back to Akram Vignan. So this must be the protection that the Gnani has given for them. This is the exclusive nature of the protection of the Gnani. It says, even if you do Viradhana of the Gnani, you will not fall, as opposed to doing Viradhana, which is to talk very negatively and ill, and to deride and to badmouth and to denigrate your guru, the worldly spiritual master. So now Dadashri goes on to say that the one whom you have revered, no matter how bad he turns out to be, you make sure that you do not enter into any kind of viradhana or the negativity about your guru. Because you had risen on by his help. And so if in this life you are doing viradhana of a guru, then you are a purva viradhak. In other words, this is an effect, is it not? So that means you must have done it in a previous life. If you are slandering or now talking about an ex-guru of yours, then it is obviously So you must have done that in the past life. And in the same way, Deepak Bhai just gave an example of something that happened with one of the disciples of Srimad Rajchandra, the previous Gnani, about 100 years ago. So it is such a subtle thing here. One has to be extremely careful when it comes right down to talking about spiritual masters. And that is why we have column number 2, do we not? 9. And so that is because this is the grossness and the weirdness of this Kali Yuga, this time of the era. So those who do viradhana of the gnan, in other words, supposing you're talking to your friends about gnan and they start taking negatively, you have to do serious pratikramans, because even they become nimit in this, because to do viradhana, to do slander, to talk negatively, to deride, to denigrate any of these things, to put down the guru or his gnan, is a very dangerous thing. Dadashri had asked Deepak Bhai, says, do you ever see Dadashri asked Deepak Bhai, do you ever see faults of Niruma? So Deepak Bhai replied, I don't generally, but when my mind gets thinking, then I say this should not be the case, should it not? And therefore, and so make sure that you do not do that, because in doing that whatever you have climbed, you will fall down. So be very, very careful that you do not fall down in that direction. So in other words, two people are talking, one person is hurt, and if you are close to one of them, then you will start, your negativity will start, and therefore this is with reference to your guru too. For instance, if your guru or your spiritual master is interacting with a person who is difficult, you should remain absolutely neutral. You are not supposed to take sides. How dare he talk negatively about somebody that I hold high? Who are you? They are all. So that means you get involved in it unnecessarily. And the same thing, Deepak is just giving now examples with reference to family members, taking sides of one person versus the other person. One person has a guru, one person in the family family has a guru and you don't, and then you start talking negatively. You may not if you are aware, but the other persons may. However, Niruma also, whenever people used to see her negativities, she used to have a very, she used to apply a silent vidhi of tremendous protection for everybody that she had enlightened through her Gnan Vidhi process. So, there is a lot of difference. Guru, Gnani, parents, mothers, whoever, the ego is constantly in an attack mode at a subtle level with them. Is it not so? One has to be very, very careful, especially with the Guru or the Gnani. There is a tremendous danger of dissipation of your energies if you ever entered into any of the negativities with reference to those through which and through whose help you have taken indeed in the past and risen higher. If you do not watch it, then you may, your moksha path may be impeded and restricted. But viradhana means even if you are very close to the Gnani, you might be getting into negativities, and so there is a kind of a profit and loss situation, because the profit is to the proximity of the Gnani, but the loss is that there is a tendency to see very subtle faults of the Gnani, because you can see the subtle stuff, and therefore your negativities take hold, and then you have lost it all. Is it not so? You should, especially with the closer you come to the Gnani, you have to be extra careful that you do not enter into any kind of negativities with reference to the Gnani. It is not the issue, the fault is not the issue, but it is the, and Dada Shri says, nobody was able to stay around me and stick around me in all these years except for Niruma and Amin, because Niruma never saw Dada Shri at all, because without the ego, we go getting absolutely detached from the Prakriti, the relative ego, the discharging ego, getting absolutely detached from the Prakriti, one will not attain the final self-realization or the final glorious experience of the self, because the ego tends to move in tandem with the Prakriti, and therefore the Prakriti, the one has to reject and absolutely detach the ego, the discharging ego, from the Prakriti and the junk that the Prakriti has brought from past life with reference to these kind of issues, where you try or you constantly tend to see faults of people that you can, the closer you come to them, you start seeing certain faults. So this Sikha Deepak Bhai has done very subtle studies. My brother saw negativities in Dada. He separated from Dada in 3 years, in 75 and in 74, and in 77 he became married. So do you see what he lost? He and I were together. He is the one who brought me. His name is Girish. He is the one who brought me to Dada. He is the one who was so close to Dada, and all of a sudden I now know that he started seeing faults of Dada Shri, and then 3 years later he got married, and look what's happened to him now. And so he lost that valuable opportunity of really rising very high. So there in short, it forget about Nani. Anybody that you have now, accepted as in your circle with reference to coming close to them, you please do not see any negativities in them. But the greatest danger lies in seeing the negativities of your spiritual master, of your guru, or indeed also anybody through whose help you have risen higher. So there are subtle expectations out of the Guru. That is the reason why, when the expectations are not fulfilled, that you start, the negativity start. Is it not? Is it because of this that one is wandering life after life? And the other Deepak Bhai says it is these faults of column number 1 and number 2 that have not been followed, especially the religious aspects of it and the spiritual aspects of it, is the reason why human beings have not attained the clarity of the path as they try to move more and more towards liberation. Whereas with the Gnani has got oneness. Is it not the grace of the Gnani to make sure that nobody falls through him? That is compassion, is it not? The Gnani is beyond any such hurt. The Gnani is Vitarag. The Gnani doesn't care, but it is the Karuna, the compassion of the Gnani that I have seen for Nirum. But a person may not know that he is obviously hurting Niruma and her path and the plan. However, and he is clearly hurting himself and clearly hurting Niruma. However, Niruma will not let go of him, and with love and a lot of compassion, will continue to employ the same measures of protection and trying to help him to come back to the path without the slightest hurt to the ego of the person who is behaving in a deflected manner, behaving in an odd and a weird manner, trying to be difficult, having once come to Niruma. So, and she was doing this for so many people, so it really doesn't... So the ego, the intellect of the other person is constantly trying to protect his ego. But for me, I can tell you that the closer he comes, I recognize that it is his intellect. I am wearing the same spectacles of Niruma and I am employing the same. If I just look at a person, I know what's going on with him, whether it is greed, ego, pride, sex, etc. And at the same time, I am applying the correction, says the dear Lord, let his man go, let his pride go, let his sexuality go, let his greed go. So there is an instant correction. He says, I just have to look at somebody, I can have to just look at you and I know what the error is. But I have the deepest desire that no matter what may happen to me, you must become absolutely clear, and nothing of me should bring any negativity within you. This is how my approach is. And many people come to me and say, would you please bless me to get married? And so he says, do I have to fall into the marriage? Do I have to bless you to get married? My path is of liberation. And so how can I bless you to get married? But still, my role has come, and therefore, and so then I make the light fall. So I tell him that if